Shall we invite questions from the floor? Yes?
Yes.
Anybody would like to ask a question? Yes, please.
Tom Miles from Reuters again. I noticed that for the, I think it's a question for Robert Tay probably, or Colin Nee maybe, but in the report you give a GDP impact for the CGE models, but not for the gravity models. I'm wondering if I can just do a back of the envelope calculation and produce a GDP impact for the gravity model, which seems to have a much bigger impact on exports than the CGE model. Thanks.
Yes, the gravity model is not designed to generate a GDP number. So we only have the CGE model to come up with both total exports and the impact on output. As you suggest, yes, it's possible to do a back-of-the-envelope type of calculation, and we were tempted to do so. But I think once you go in that direction, that is, go on an ad hoc expedition, you end up encountering problems down the line. So after exploring that particular avenue, we thought that it's probably safer to stick with the output from the CGE model, which is designed to produce these numbers in a consistent way where you take into account resource constraints across various economies. So in a sense, a gravity model is a good empirical basis for generating the impact on trade and the pattern of trade, but I think it's going to be highly risky to try and get something which it was not designed to generate in the first place. I don't know whether Joe might want to say something about that as well.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, having been guilty of playing with both types of models, with the gravity model, if you want to then ask questions like GDP, you have to add additional structure, and in essence, it ends up becoming a small version of a CGE. They're complementary in the sense that the gravity model provides an econometric basis for the parameters and for understanding what the underlying structure relations are. But then if you want to get to the questions of GDP and resource allocation and so on, you end up having to turn the gravity model into a CGE model. So,
Depending on what factor you use to generate the back of the envelope calculation would make a huge difference. Traditionally, trade was growing about twice as fast as world GDP, so you could back out a GDP estimate from that. But in recent years, it's gone down to 1-to-1. Now, the agreement itself could change the relationship between trade and GDP, but we don't know exactly to what extent. So you could get estimates that were half as large or twice as large, depending on which factor you chose.
Next question, Jennifer.
Jennifer Friedman with MLEX Market Insight. You mentioned that partial implementation would produce $1.13 trillion in benefits, full implementation $3.57. It's roughly a third of the amount for partial implementation, but I'm assuming you're not defining partial implementation as being one-third. Can you tell me how you are defining partial implementation?
What we did was to get a sense of what partial implementation might mean in terms of the agreement, what we did was to take countries which had notified their Category A commitments as of early this year, so it was roughly about 55 members who did so, and those Category A notifications told us which provisions that the members will be able to implement if the agreement comes into force. So we take that information, and then we produce out-of-sample forecasts for the other non-notifying members using GDP and per capita and region as explanatory variables. And then based on that full range of members, both those notifying and non-notifying, then map those provisions of the TFA that they are likely to implement against the indicators of the OECD, which maps their indicators to specific provisions of the TFA. So then we run the simulations based on those, that set of information. Category A commitment notifications plus out of sample forecast of what countries with the same GDP, maybe residing in the same region, might implement. I hope that's clear.
But as far as a percentage of, I mean, partial implementation, okay, full implementation is 100%. How do you quantify partial?
Slide earlier that Coleman showed on the Category A commitments. Yeah. So I think it differs by country. I can't give you an exact number at this point in time, but I think towards the very end there's a slide where it shows you what the based on the information on Category A commitments, what provisions, what percentage of the agreement will be implemented by the 50 or 60 members that sent that information earlier. So, yeah, this one. So there are some members here, the very right end of that screen, which will implement the agreement in full once it comes into force. And then another subset of countries where the indications are based on their Category A notifications that they will only implement a subset of the agreement. So we take this information, we produce out-of-sample forecast for those non-notifying members, and we get a range of what it would look like to say that the agreement would only be partially implemented. So I don't have a number right now at this point in time to tell you exactly what the average is across all the members.
Would you like to add anything?
No. We're just speculating that it's here. I'm assuming that it's the high-cost countries that have done less implementation so far.
Yeah.
And that's why you get roughly a third in terms of how far they've gone. So,
is there any other question?
Yeah.
Yes, Jean-Paul Tullier, French permanent representative to WTO. I assume that I can speak in French.
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Oui, merci beaucoup de cette présentation qui était particulièrement intéressante. Moi, en tant qu'un des membres de cette organisation, j'aurais une question qui est plus pratique. Je souhaiterais un petit peu recevoir les vues des membres sur la question du monitoring qui a été présentée comme une question absolument essentielle. Comme chacun le sait, dans la vie de cette organisation, ce sont les comités qui font vivre les accords. Nous avons ici, avec l'accord sur la facilitation des échanges, un accord qui est assez particulier dans la mesure où c'est essentiellement un accord concernant des mesures pratiques davantage qu'un accord traditionnellement commercial, par exemple, tarifaire ou autre, et notamment par rapport, d'une part, à la complexité des mesures, d'autre part, au nombre de stakeholders et de la nécessaire coopération entre les organisations internationales pour aider les pays en développement. Je voudrais savoir un peu quelles sont vos idées un peu plus précises sur la façon dont ce monitoring pourrait être efficace et produire tous ces effets macroéconomiques pourrait se développer.
An important element in monitoring would be cooperation with agencies that deal with delivering assistance directly to countries. For instance, the World Bank, UNCTAD, they have contacts on the ground in these countries, and they can provide information on how it's being implemented, and also regional development banks. But this would require enhanced cooperation with these agencies and other bodies going forward.
Any other comment? No. Any other question? Yes, please.
Hi, my name is Yeji. I'm from the Agriculture and Commodities Division of the WTO. My question kind of relates to Jennifer's question earlier. This graph here represents both partial and full implementations, but do you also consider The differences in time in terms of beginning to implement, so countries will be implementing based on category B or C kind of benefits.
We have a temporal dimension in the simulations, but it's much more simple than that. It's basically a 10-year implementation horizon, 5-year implementation horizon, and an immediate implementation horizon. So the numbers that we generate are based on those scenarios. So it's much more simpler than what you had just discussed.
Anything? Well, not only in terms of the implementation, but compared to other studies, the Peterson Institute study on the TFA, there were assumptions about different regional rates of implementation. So, countries were assumed to narrow the gap between their trade facilitation score and the best performer in their region by half, whereas our assumptions are either basically full implementation. So we didn't want to exclude the possibility that countries would implement the agreement in full.
Mm-hmm. Any other question? Yes, please, Hubert.
Thank you very much. Related to this issue of the calendar of implementation, we are in an increasingly competitive world in the sense that if you don't enter into this implementation right now and you delay it, you may lose in terms of market share. And competition being more and more complex and difficult, even if you implement fully, but in 10 years, you may not receive any benefits because you lag behind. Did you take into consideration those effects?
Well, I'm not sure if I'll answer you in the sweet spot, but yes, we took two dimensions in the scenarios into account. One is a temporal dimension, and the other is the scope, whether it's partial and full. So in some of the slides, we have combined both. So the analysis shows that if you only partially implement the agreement, you leave some things on the table. You don't capture the full gains, and if you do it later rather than sooner, you are also leaving money on the table. And I think we have some sense of what those dimensions are. So here, for example, this is differentiating along the full versus partial. So it says, it suggests that if you do full implementation, you gain as much as three times what you could get if you would implement only partially. And then if you look back at the earlier slide, this combines both the dimension of time and the dimension of whether it's full or partial, and you get about, difference of about a third if you implement late and if you implement only partially. So that gives you some order of magnitudes of how much money you will leave on the table if you don't do it fully and if you do it later rather than sooner.
Any other comment?
I believe also that the long run benefits per year would be the same whether it's in 5 years or 10 years, but per year benefits in 20, 25 years would be the same because they would converge to the same trajectory in the long run.
Any other question? So So if there are no more questions, thank you very much to the speakers for their contribution and to you for coming and for your interest in the report. That's the end of our event, and have a very good day. Thank you. So we, there's sort of a